From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian warplanes flew again from an Iranian base for a second day Wednesday, carrying out more airstrikes against targets in Syria. The defense ministry said those targets were Islamic State militants. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov rejected the assertion by a U.S. spokesman the flights could violate a U.N. Security Council resolution that bans the sale or transfer of combat aircraft to Iran. He said there is no sale or transfer of weaponry, including aircraft. Meanwhile, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday repeated the view the Russian use of an airbase in Iran is unhelpful.
It's not helpful because, you know, it continues to complicate what is already a very dangerous situation in and around Aleppo when you have Russia using Iranian air bases as a way to carry out more intensive bombing runs that are continue to hit civilian populations.
He said the Russian strikes don't move Syria closer to a cessation of hostilities, only exacerbating a dangerous situation. Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates told VOA Wednesday he's disappointed with news of a new outbreak of polio in Nigeria.
The idea that there's this area up in the northeast of Nigeria around Lake Chad where we found these two cases, that's a disappointment. We're engaged in a very aggressive effort to get vaccines out to as many children as possible in that area and get the number back down to zero. We're quite optimistic we can do that, but we're really trying to understand how we do better surveillance so we don't have a pocket like this in the future.
Gates' foundation has donated millions, or billions rather, since 2000 to eradicate polio. Nigeria has launched an emergency campaign to vaccinate millions of children against polio, and the new cases are believed to be the first in 2 years.